This is a production of the Gold Arrow Podcast Network.
Hello, and welcome to the Gold Arrow Camp Podcast, a podcast for friends of Gold Arrow Camp. Throughout the year, we join you to bring your day some of what makes Gold Arrow special. Our goal is to help you have fun, make friends, and grow throughout the year, not just when you're at GAC. Since we can't get together in real life, we gather here around the virtual campfire. We have some of your favorite parts of morning assembly, like Joke of the Day. We're also going to have interviews with experienced campers and some of your favorite counselors. We think it's a lot of fun, and we're glad you've joined us here. This is episode 73, where we're joined by the winner of the 2023 Coaches Award, the one, the only, it's Sis! Today, we're thrilled to bring you an award-winning guest. Sis is the winner of this year's Coaches Award. Now, Coaches Award is an award that we present to one staff member who is nominated by their peers each year. And this goes to a person who leads in a positive and inspiring way at camp. This award honors the legacy of the late Ken Coach Baker. Coach was a pivotal director in the era as Jeannie Veazey was leaving camp and Sunshine and eventually Monkey were coming into camp. Ken Coach Baker was the guy who led that transition and was very pivotal in helping Gold Arrow through that successfully. And he was famous for being positive and upbeat and inspirational. And so the award that honors him is for a person who whose peers think that they're inspirational and positive. It's a huge deal to win the award, and we're thrilled that Sis was this year's winner. You can read more about the award in general and about Sis in the blog post that we've linked in the show notes. But for now, it's enough of soy talking. It's time for Sis and Soy talking. Oh, welcome to the podcast. Sis, welcome. What's up?
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
We're so happy you're here. So this is hard to believe, I know, but some people might not know who you are and what you do for camp. So quickly, by way of introduction, can you tell us who you are and what you do for camp?
Yes. So my name is Sis. I was a camper for 4 years, and then I just finished my third summer on staff, and I have been a group counselor for the Bears the last three summers.
Right. And like, full disclosure, I should clear this up because I don't want people to say there's a conflict of interest. You have been my younger daughter's counselor. So like, you deal with like the little kids, right?
Yes.
Okay. So for me, because I taught high school, and so this is like, I look at you guys with like 6-7 year olds, and it's, I can't imagine doing that job. What's your favorite part? Because like, you've done it not just once, but not just twice, but 3 years. Like, what's your favorite part of working with like kids who are, you know, fairly young and almost all of them coming to camp for the first time?
I get this question all the time. Everyone asking like, what do you like so much about the younger kids? I just think that they're so fun to be around. And they're so playful and funny. And like, you really can talk to them about anything.
Yeah.
And like, you're always just like laughing. Like, they feel like they like keep me young. And I love being there for like their first year of camp and like getting to watch them grow from like being super homesick and nervous to like absolutely loving it.
Yeah. I guess I never think about the fact that like kids that age will absolutely be curious about everything. So I imagine you're like, in their minds, a worldwide expert on many obscure topics.
Totally. And some things they'll ask, I'll be like, well, I have no idea how to answer that.
Yes. Yeah. All right. So you mentioned you were a camper and you spent some time with us. I know you were younger when that happened, but then when you transitioned and you came back to be a counselor, like, what was the biggest change you noticed? Obviously you had gotten like 10 years older, but from a camp side of things, what was the biggest change you noticed when you became a counselor?
To be honest, when I came back after not being a camper for so long and I came back, I feel like camp was the same exact place. Okay. Like, obviously some things had changed, but like, still the energy of it, the activities, all the camp songs were all the same. But I think it was just interesting to know like all the behind the scenes of being a counselor. And it always made me think of like, just the way I acted as a camper. I'm like, oh, how my counselors were like able to deal with that.
Sure. What do you think is the most behind the scenes thing that people don't think about that counselors do?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm going to need to think.
While you think, I'll talk to fill the space. Because I think
Perfect.
Like, a lot of people think, oh, camp counselor, like, they see the pictures, there's a lot of smiling, there's a lot of fun, because we're obviously smiling and having fun.
Yeah.
But it's, I describe it as, like, it's counselors like a duck on the water, and, like, the smiling, happy face is, like, that's the duck above the water, and below it, it's, like, the feet are just absolutely churning to move things forward.
Uh-huh.
Like, what things are your feet doing, so metaphorically, that people don't know about?
Well, it is very, like, happy and fun and playful all the time. There is a lot of times where it's, like, you have a lot of big responsibilities mm-hmm. to deal with. Like, sometimes you're in activity and all your campers are having so much fun, but then there's one issue with two of them. And sometimes it's hard to, like, have to give attention to some of those, like, a little bit harder, more negative things
yeah.
without having to ruin, like, the other campers' times. Like, you don't want to put that focus on them.
Absolutely. I think, you know, that's one of the things that I think surprises parents and campers is the intentionality for me that counselors are, like, being very, like, I think a lot of people are like, oh, you hang out with kids all day and you go water skiing and you go sailing and you horseback ride, which, yes, but also it's like you're talking about, like, you also know that you've got two girls who have a conflict from dinner yesterday and it's still simmering and you're, like, managing. As a counselor, you're managing kind of helping them work through that, right?
Right.
And that's, I think that's really hard. Like, I that's a skill set that I struggle with, but I watch you guys and it, you at least make it look easy. I don't know if it is easy, but it looks easy.
We try.
Right. Okay. So we're talking about kind of group counseling, right? Which is the job you've done for three summers and done really well. And group counselors, you know, like, maybe people are listening who are coming to work for us or they're sending their kids for their first time. So group counselors go to every activity with their cabins, right? You're always hanging out with that same group of girls. What's your favorite part about being a group counselor?
I love being a group counselor. Probably my favorite part is just the bond that sure. you make with your campers because you're with them so often. And, like, when you're with them at every activity, you're there to see, like, their milestones, to see them go down the zip line or get up on two skis. Like, I feel like I have so many almost, like, proud mom moments.
Yeah.
Like, when we're out on Nisky Wake and they're trying and trying and they get up on skis. Like, I've gotten emotional so many times. I just love, like, being with them all day.
That's such an awesome answer because I think about, like, my 7, almost 8-year-old and the picture we see, right? Because I send her to camp. I don't hang out with her at camp. Like, the picture that we have framed on our wall is her getting up on a pair of water skis. Right. And so for me as a parent, that still image was big enough that I, like, got it printed and hung it in my office. I can't imagine how much fun it must be for you to get to, like, live that experience with those kids day after day.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yes. The day that Greta got up on the skis was an amazing moment. I was very proud.
Yeah. And it's I think the thing, and parents who are listening, you should go back and just look, even if your kids are older. Go back and find, like, our youngest camper's water ski day. We do this thing called Bear Ski Day. And what you'll see is we do what are called shore starts. So a staff member is, like, help standing in shallower water to help the kid be in the right position. The boat pulls them up and away. And we often take a picture from the boat. And, like, my favorite part of those pictures is the kid is up on skis and looks, like, so thrilled. And behind them, and this podcast are notoriously visual medium, so you can see me doing this. But behind them, there will always be, like, the adult who helped them, like, just as excited as the kid, like, arms in the air, big smile. And to me, I've said it for years, like, that's my favorite picture at camp because it shows what we're doing, which is the kid is having this magic moment, right? Like, I can water ski. I can go on the high ropes course. I can ride a horse, whatever it is. And behind them, where the kid can't see it oftentimes, is like an adult who is every bit as excited as they are.
Right. Bear Ski Day is one of my favorite days of the session.
Well, how could it not be?
It's so fun.
Yes. It's so good. This summer was a big summer for you. At the end of the summer, you were our honoree. You won Coach's Award, which we award to one staff member who gets nominated by their peers because of their positive leadership, their encouraging words, the way they exemplify Coach Baker's dedication to GAC. It's a gargantuan deal, so congratulations.
Thank you.
When you're there at Big Campfire Session 4, and it's fairly clearly you, like, Sunshine starts reading it, and everybody's like, oh, I know who this is, right? Because the descriptor is pretty clear. Like, what does that feel like to win something where your peers have said, this person is so positive?
It was so special to me and like still is. I almost didn't really realize like how much of an impact I was making on other people until I read all of the comments after. And like, for me, I'm just like trying my best to be a good counselor every day, but I realized how much of an impact I made. And like, it was just very special.
Yeah. I think that's it's so special to hear that. 'Cause I think, you know, this year we had 40 or 50 people out of our, you know, more than half of our staff got a nomination from their peers to win Coach's Award, which I think speaks to a positive staff. But also, I think a lot of people were doing what you just said, right? They're not setting out to win awards. They just want to be a good camp counselor, right?
Yep.
All right. You are a literal award-winning counselor. You deal with kids who come to camp primarily for the first time. Mm-hmm. What's your advice? If we have audience members out there who are maybe listening to this podcast to get ready for the summer, they're excited, but they're also nervous and kind of scared. What's your advice? What do you say to a kid who is nervous and excited and scared and everything all rolled up in one?
I would say it is totally normal to be nervous in the beginning. And you may struggle the first few days of camp. It's a new environment. You're living in a very rustic cabin with people you've never met. It's like everyone's so happy and outgoing. And I think it's just important to remember everyone is in your same boat, or at least has been in it, and things will get better. You will get super comfortable with where you're living and the people around you. And I've just watched so many campers go from super homesick in the beginning to crying on the last day because they don't want to leave because they've made the best memories and the best friends.
That's really good advice. What would you change or alter to that advice if you're saying it to first year staff members? Because a lot of them are that same ball of emotions when they show up.
I would say almost kind of like a similar thing. I think for staff, it could also be like almost harder coming for the first time, because you come that first day and there's so many people that already have like their best friends there and everyone's chatting and catching up. And like, you might feel almost like alone, and you're also living in this new place. I've seen this a lot with other counselors in my tweet cabin, and I'm always there to remind them, like, I promise, like, give it like 3 more days and you will feel a lot better. And I promise you will have super close friends. Like, it just takes time, but keep pushing. And like, this place is awesome, and you will eventually see that.
Yeah. I think we see the same thing with counselors, and you might not as much, but like certainly on our side, from like a directors and support point of view, the number of counselors we talk to in Tweak who sound a whole lot like young campers, right? I don't think I can do this. I'm so far away. I'm going to be here for so long. And those are the same people who like are sobbing as we shuffle them onto the bus at the end of the summer. We're like, no, it has to take people. You have to go now. You can't live in the woods all year. Good. I think that's great advice. And I think we are so used to being comfortable right now, right? That to be in discomfort that lasts more than 15 or 20 minutes can be really hard, but also then the growth is so good, right? Like you grow in the discomfort, I think.
100%.
All right, sis, it's time for the speed round. 5 questions we ask absolutely everybody who comes on the podcast. I know you know what the questions are because you told me before we started, you listened to get yourself ready for the podcast.
Yes.
All right, sis, what's your favorite camp song?
My favorite camp song is The Princess Pat, especially this summer. My cabins were all obsessed. We even made our own rig of bamboo at Arts and Crafts one time. So I love The Princess Pat.
Listen, if you think my home doesn't have an Arts and Crafts made rig of bamboo, you are incorrect, because it does.
Oh, I'm sure.
Never throw anything away. What's your favorite item on the salad bar?
Croutons.
Okay, so you really are a Bears counselor.
I know, to be honest, I don't eat the salad bar that much.
You know what? That's okay. It's an option. It's there for people who don't love everything else.
Totally.
And some people are salad bar people, and some people are like you and Slim. It's okay. It's for other people. Around the campfire at night, mallows or popcorn?
Mallows for sure.
Outstanding. Favorite lip balm flavor?
I love the Zip Lime.
Preach. Yes.
Right?
Thank you. Underappreciated. Such a good flavor, such good artwork. As a dad, I love a good dad pun. It's Zip Lime.
Right?
It's so good. I love it. And finally, sis, what's your real name?
Ooh.
Oh, no. Look at the time. We're all out of time. We'll have Sis back on the show. We'll start with her real name then. Sis, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
In a world with far too much seriousness, far too much drama, we bring you something different. The joke of the cast.
Do you guys know what a DJ's favorite sauce is? Marinara! 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 You can't see it, but I'm also moving my hands like I'm scratching on a turntable, because it's marinara! Even if you don't think that's funny, which means it is a good joke, I'm glad that you were here for it. I'm glad you're here for the podcast in general. Thank you so much for downloading and listening to this. It means a lot to us. That even when we're not at camp, we can be a community together with people like you and awesome people like Sis. That really is what makes a camp community special, is that it doesn't end when we get on the bus and go home. Thanks to Sis for being on the show. Thanks for Delta for finding me that sweet DJ sauce joke. And thanks to you for listening. If you like the show, rate, review, share it with a friend. They don't even need to come to camp. We think the things we talk about here are applicable to everyone. Until next time, I'm Soy, and I'll save a marshmallow for you.